Mama would do anything for a little extra cash. Anything, that is, except get a regular job. Her big money-making scheme, the one she came up with when I was 7 years old, was picking pockets. Only she didn't want to do the dirty work herself. Instead, she'll wake me up in the middle of the night and make me do it for her. I guess that was her way of giving me on-the-job training. Rabbit, I heard her call the first time. I was asleep on a blanket on the floor in the bedroom. Mama shared with her boyfriend, Curtis. Sweetie was beside me, curled up in a ball. Rabbit. I opened one eye and saw Mama standing over me. Get your ass up, she hissed, waving at me to follow her. She led me to the entrance of the living room and pointed inside. See that? She said. They out cold. The room was filled with leftover drunks from the night before. Mr. Tommy was asleep in a raggedy armchair by the bar with Pole Boy knocked out beside him. Our neighbor Miss Betty was laid out, barefoot on the sofa with her wig sliding off her head. In a chair by the card table was Mr. Jackson, the janitor from my brother's school, his head back and mouth hanging open. Mama nodded toward Pole Boy. Go in there and pitch his wallet. Huh? I asked, confused. Take his wallet out of his pocket and bring it to me. I give you a dollar. I looked at Pole Boy, then back at Mama. What if he wakes up? Child, he ain't waking up. Mama took a step towards Pole Boy and waved her hands in front of his face. See? She said. He's asleep. I stared at Pole Boy. He had a thin stream of drool running from his mouth. Mama reached over and shoved him on the shoulder. His head fell forward, then jerked back. She nudged him again, and he still didn't move. I told you he ain't gonna wake up, Mama said, satisfied. What I didn't understand was why she didn't pitch his wallet herself. She was already standing right there, pushing and poking the man. What did she need me for? But I didn't say a word. As scared as I was that Pole Boy would suddenly open his eyes, find me digging for his wallet, and whoop my ass, I was even more afraid of Mama. One time she told me to get her a cup of tap water to chase back her gin, and I didn't move fast enough. So she made me bring her 3 switches from the yard, soak them in the tub. Then she braided them together and beat the dog shit out of me. Go on, said Mama, pushing me toward Pole Boy. Go on and get it. Pole Boy's overcoat was hanging off his shoulder, making a puddle of cloth on the floor. I held my breath as I felt around for an open pocket and reached inside. When my hand touched the smooth leather of his wallet, I grabbed it and ran back to Mama, who was waiting in the doorway. I guess so she could make a break for it if Pole Boy suddenly woke up. She opened the wallet, took out a wad of bills, and shoved them in her bra. Where's my dollar? I asked, holding out my hand. Mama's eyes got real squinty. She took the stolen money out of her bra, peeled off a single dollar bill, and held it out to me. When I went to grab it, she hung on to it a second longer than she needed to. Listen, she said, real slow. Go put this wallet back in Pole Boy's pocket. Then go get the wallet from Mr. Jackson. Do it quick before he wakes up. I give you another dollar. That was the first time Mama made me steal. But I knew by the look on her face and the money in her bra that she was going to make this a regular thing. Sure enough, from then on, almost every Sunday morning before the sun came up, Mama would kick me awake so I could help her with her crying spree.